Most Australians are unaware that the big retail chains are using facial recognition technology in their stores. Does that mean our privacy is at risk? Don't fear, because Kate Bowers from the Consumer Group Choice joins me now to explain what's actually going on. Good morning, Kate.
Good morning.
Okay, Kate, the big question is, like, why are they taking photos of us, or why are they using facial recognitions in the retail shops?
So we got a tip-off from a Choice member, who are always great at sending us information about Kmart, that said that they might be using facial recognition. So we decided to look into it more closely. We looked at the 25 leading retailers, and we discovered by looking at the privacy policies that Kmart, Bunnings and The Good Guys seem to be using facial recognition technologies in their stores, and customers are pretty much in the dark about it, completely unaware.
Yeah, this is the first time I've ever heard of it, so it's quite a bit weird and I'm a bit uncertain what they're doing, why they're doing it. Do you have any insight to why they are doing it?
Yeah, so Bunnings stated to us, and we've read the privacy policies of the other retailers, and they claim to be using it for loss prevention and security purposes. So that presumably is things like theft or violent incidents. But we are concerned that this is an overreach in terms of data collection. Our view is that CCTV is suitable for that purpose. And then this is like Kmart or Bunnings collecting your fingerprints or your DNA every time you shop, to match against a database of people that they think are suspected, problem people. And that certainly raises a lot of ethical concerns, but also a lot of concerns about how your data might be securely stored, how it's been kept, how you get on this database, how you get off this database, and also like the accuracy of the technology being used. These are all questions that I think the customers are unaware of the answers, and it's not been clear, even in the descriptions from the privacy policies, which I think, you know, no one's really reading anyway. We certainly had to go looking for them, about what the answers to these questions are.
Yeah, definitely. I reckon there should be signs now that come out and that say maybe your face is being recorded or something like that, so customers are aware of this problem that's happening when they're shopping.
Yeah, so we observed some signage outside Kmart and Bunnings, but this is some very small signage off to the side of the shopfront entrance. So I think anyone who's been shopping at these stores know how big the entrances are. And then there's just a tiny little sign under the conditions of entry. And in the Kmart example, it has, you know, some information about bag checks, and then right down the bottom it says, we use CCTV, including the use of facial recognition technology. And we believe that that is not nearly enough to inform consumers that this technology is being used. And as I said, it's also in the online privacy policy, but who's checking an online privacy policy? Our own research has shown that most people don't read the privacy policies of the websites they're on, let alone think to look one up before they enter a physical store. So we spoke to over 1,000 Australians about this, and found that more than 3 in 4 Australians were completely unaware that any retailers were using facial recognition. And in the specific case of Bunnings and Kmart, only 8% of people thought Bunnings was, and only 7% of people thought Kmart was, which I think just goes to show that having a tiny sign at your shop front is not nearly enough information for consumers to make an informed choice.
No, definitely. And is there any like legislations or any laws that have come out about this facial recognition technology being accepted in retail shopping centres?
So this is another instance where emerging technology, the legislation is not keeping pace with all the various uses of this technology, and that's enabling commercial businesses to decide for themselves what the law says, and there have not been that many test cases. So last year, the Privacy Commissioner, the Information Commissioner, did look into 2 instances of facial recognition, which is the only testing of the law we've had so far, which was the 7-Eleven case and the Clearview AI case. And in those instances, the Information Commissioner found that our online privacy policy and a sign at the entrance was not nearly enough consent to collect the kind of sensitive biometric information of a face print, which is similar to like a fingerprint or DNA being collected every time you shop. So for that reason, we're referring these retailers to the Information Commissioner to investigate if it is a breach of the Privacy Act.
Yeah, there's some quite shocking stuff, and it's really big news at the moment that actually not many people know about. And I think it's been really awesome to hear about it. And thank you so much, Kate, for coming on and speaking about it. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime. That was Kate Bauer from the consumer group Choice talking to us about the use of facial recognition technology by the big retailers. Some scary stuff, but stuff that we need to know about.